How we doing, everyone? My name is Tim Doyle, aka Jim Doyle, and welcome to episode 2 of Back on Top. I highly recommend listening to episode 1 if you haven't yet, but just to give a quick summary of that episode, I've talked about the reasoning behind me making this podcast series, what my life looked like before my back problems, and then I dove into the beginning of my backstory, talking about the excruciating pain that I was in that had developed and how I was initially holding on to the hope and the feeling that this would somehow resolve itself. I then explained how I eventually stopped the guessing game of figuring out what was going on in my body and why it was so important for me to get an MRI. And now we're here entering the next stage of the story. The results from my MRI were in. It was time to talk with my doctor, and the results were not good. My doctor told me, "You have 2 severely herniated discs in your lumbar spine at L4, L5, and L5, S1. He explained that with a lot of disc bulges or herniations, the disc is slightly touching on to spinal nerves. He said, but in your case though, these herniations are so bad that they're pressing deep onto the affected nerves. At my first appointment, he had told me, you know, stay away from back and leg workouts, but if you want to do upper body machine workouts, that would be totally fine. 2 days later, MRI results in, and his advice had a much different tone. Don't do any working out, don't lift anything heavy, and try to limit the amount of bending over you do. If it hurts to sit down too, don't sit down. Doing any of this stuff will damage your body even more, he said, and could lead to much more serious problems. It was also at this time that I learned about this thing called quadra equina. Quadra equina is when you lose the ability to control your bowel or bladder movements. The spinal nerve that had been damaged in my body controlled those actions. So what my doctor had said is that I needed to be extra cautious if I felt anything different or if I felt like I did not have control. Thankfully, this never happened. But every single time I would go to the bathroom, there was some level of nervousness that I had. Is this the time that something would feel different? Do I feel like I have control? Questions like this would always race through my head. I'm a person who took tremendous pride in his workout and nutrition regimen, and I still do to this day. The daily progression I'd be able to make in the gym, and honestly, just the physical grind I'm able to put my body through. But now this pride quickly turned to concern as I was basically told that my body was fragile. This was the reality though. There was nothing I could do about it in the moment to fix it. I never told myself, this isn't fair. Why me? I don't deserve this. I never said that. I'd rather be in pain than have a mindset like that. And to an extent, I was grateful. There will always be someone who has it so much worse than you that they would do anything to trade places. While I was in a lot of pain, I wasn't fighting for my life. There was a problem with my spine, but I didn't have a tumor on my spine. I wasn't scared that my life would literally be over. And I always reminded myself of those feelings as I entered into the next stage of this process of trying to fix this problem. So, right now it's the final week of October 2020 and the first days on the road to recovery. The first step was my doctor prescribing me a week-long steroid pack. The goal for this steroid pack was to decrease the inflammation in the area near the herniated discs, which would then hopefully take pressure off of the affected spinal nerves. In other words, if you can reduce the inflammation, then you can reduce the damage on the spinal nerves. And then subsequently, if you can take stress off the spinal nerves, then you can reduce the amount of pain that those nerves are causing. The most important thing is that we needed to calm down the area and reduce my pain so that I could begin physical therapy. I was like, all right, this is fantastic. We have a plan in place for me to get better. How the steroid pack worked is that I would increase and then decrease the dosage over the 7-day period. So day one, I took one pill, day two, two pills, day three, three pills, day four, four pills, and then day five, back down to three, day six, two pills, and then end the week on one pill again. I'd been told that this steroid pack would help and that I'd feel a lot better. However, this did not go as planned as all. Day one, felt no changes. My mindset, what I'm telling myself, you know, in the moment, okay, well, it's just the first day. The dosage still needs to be increased. Day two, still in so much pain. Same thought and hope. The dosage still needs to be higher. Day three. Okay, hopefully now that I'm towards the high end of the dosage, I start to feel some relief. Negative. Still extreme amounts of pain and absolutely no relief. Okay, now it's day four on the steroid pack when the dosage is the highest, where I'm taking the most amount of the pills. Hopefully now that I'm maxed out on the steroid pack, the pain starts to decrease just a little bit, just so I know that it's working. Nope. No signs of improvement, and now the dosage starts to decrease. At this point, I know that this thing will do absolutely nothing for me. It was really demoralizing because I'd been told that this would help, and had been told of other patients who had a lot of success with the steroid pack. That was really tough to deal with in the moment. I called my doctor to update him on my status and to tell him that the steroid pack did not help whatsoever. I still felt the same amount of pain and was not moving any better. My doctor told me, he said, "Tim, honestly, to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised that it didn't work, you know, just based off of how bad your herniations are." And at this point, I guess you could say some sort of guilt or responsibility came over me. Like, how could you let this happen to yourself? How could I let my body down like this? I didn't feel like my body let me down. I felt like I let my body down. But like I said earlier, this was the reality of the situation. I could either fear that this condition may just be the new norm and complain, or I could work really, really hard to get back to where I wanted to be. The next step in the recovery process was to get a cortisone shot because the steroid pack did not help at all. Just to reemphasize, we needed to decrease the pain so that I could do physical therapy. So on November 7th, 2020, I got two cortisone shots injected directly into my lower spine. Cortisone shots are much more targeted as they're directly injected into the injured area. While cortisone shots are a huge help, they really don't do anything to resolve the problem. It's simply used for pain management. But this is honestly all I cared about in the moment. Thankfully, the cortisone injections did help reduce the pain. I was still in a lot of pain and not able to move around well, but it definitely did help. The following week, I could start physical therapy, and it was officially time to get to work on my end to fix this problem. You know, going into the mental aspect of things again, you know, what I was telling myself was, all right, you can't go to the gym right now. You can't do what you love to do, but you can do this. You can do physical therapy. Physical therapy is your new gym. PT is your new workout routine. Sometimes you'll go through challenges or be forced to live and act in a way that you don't want to. In these cases, the work may change, but the work doesn't stop. In the second week of November of 2020, I began physical therapy with the same physical therapist that I worked with in high school and who had given me the initial diagnosis. The positive? I was working with a physical therapist that I already had a great relationship with and had total confidence in. The negative? I wasn't able to return to school to be with my friends. Thankful because all of my classes were still online due to COVID, I wasn't negatively impacted there for my fall semester. But it was tough knowing that for my final year of college, I wouldn't be on campus for the time being. It's not like I needed any extra motivation to work hard in my PT, but that definitely did provide a little extra push. I did physical therapy every single day. It was 2 days in person with my physical therapist, and then the other 5 days I had exercises to do on my own at home. For those who don't know what PT looks like for herniated discs in your back, it's a lot of core strengthening and stability and a lot of hip flexibility. The goal is to strengthen your lower abdominals and hips so you can take pressure off of your lower back and then hopefully allow the injured discs to release from the affected spinal nerves and return to their normal position in your spine. I did my PT religiously. Like I said earlier, this was my so-called new workout routine. There were zero excuses for skipping or half-assing this work. I was scheduled to see my doctor for a follow-up appointment 6 to 8 weeks after I started PT, so I wanted to work hard to show him that I made progress and was moving in the right direction. The first week of PT was sort of a practice week, you could say, so I could get accustomed to all the exercises. But after that, there wasn't much variation in the program. The focus was on improving on that core set of abdominal and hip exercises. Over the first 4 weeks, my core definitely did get a lot stronger and my hip flexibility improved a lot. Obviously, two great accomplishments, but my pain was still terrible. Once again, zero improvements have been made in the pain department. So at this point, it's around the first week in December 2020. Just to recap the whole recovery process thus far, started out with a steroid pack, no improvements. Then onto two cortisone injections. This did initially help with the pain, but the effects at this point were starting to slowly wear off. And now the physical therapy, no pain relief. At this point, I've had constant pain all day, every single day for the past 2.5 months, and nothing has helped. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was feeling really demoralized. Nothing has worked. Where do I go from here? I still have another 4 weeks of PT, but your mind starts to wander. And I became impatient. When you literally don't see or feel any improvements, it's hard, you know, not to go into a negative space. In other words, I started Googling about surgery for herniated discs, and I'm not gonna lie, part of me was just ready to get surgery. I started researching what the procedure looks like, what the recovery process is, how long the recovery process is. Obviously, you never want to jump to conclusions or think that the worst may happen, but it's natural when you don't see any improvements for a very long time. The pain and the desperation, they were eating away at me, honestly, and taking over my thoughts. I had in the back of my head that maybe there does need to be a procedure done to fix this thing, and if I do need surgery, I want to do it sooner rather than later, so I can get on the road to recovery as soon as possible. These are all real thoughts that I had, but I tried my best to suppress them in the moment because I also knew that my PT was only halfway through. I still had another 4 weeks of hard work to do and hopefully make some improvements so that before I returned to see my doctor for a checkup, you know, I could tell him that I was getting better and that I was on the road to recovery. I wasn't looking for much, just a little less pain, a little easier to bend over, just something that I could hold on to give me the mental clarity and some confidence or hope that things were moving in the right direction. The final stretch of physical therapy, though, fell right in line with the entire process so far. No improvements were made, still lots of pain, and now it was time to have that checkup visit with my doctor. I knew it was not going to go well. All right, so I'm going to wrap things up here again. I think this is another good place to stop in the story. In the next episode, we're going to pick up right where we left off. I'm going to explain my follow-up visit with the doctor and what he thought would be best for me moving forward. I'll break down my reaction to this new info, and I'll explain what the next steps in the process looked like so I could get on the road to recovery, so I could find a way to finally recover. If you have any questions or would like to talk to me about anything, the best way to reach me would be on Instagram at jim.doyle. Again, that's Jim like G-Y-M. Anyways, I hope you found this episode interesting or beneficial in any way. And I will see you soon for episode 3.